John Trudell. Ik heb je al meer over de man verteld. Vanavond alles op een rijtje. Deze zomer kwam de cd Also Known as Graffiti Man uit. Het cd-debuut van John Trudell. Op deze cd vind je twee nieuwe nummers en verder verzameld werk van cassettes die Trudell in de VS uitbracht. Een van die cassettes heet ook Also Known as Graffiti Man. Een ander album dus waarvan de titel gebruikt werd voor de verzamel-cd. De cassette werd door Bob Dylan gekozen als het beste album van 1986. Trudell werkte in die tijd nog samen met de in 1988 overleden gitarist Jesse Ed Davis, die onder andere met George Harrison werkte. Trudell is een bijzonder artiest. Hij was in de jaren 70 al actief voor de American Indian Movement. Hij was hun woordvoerder. Uit protest tegen het beleid van de Amerikaanse regering ten aanzien van de Indianen, maar ook tegen de Vietnamoorlog, verbrandde de Sioux-Indiaan Trudell de Amerikaanse vlag. Een paar dagen later brandde zijn huis af. Een familiedrama, want zijn vrouw en kinderen kwamen daarbij om. Zeg maar gerust onder uitermate verdachte omstandigheden. John Trudell verwerkte de gebeurtenissen door gedichten te schrijven. En zijn vriend Jackson Browne stimuleerde Trudell die gedichten op muziek te zetten. Het resulteerde in een moeilijk te omschrijven kunstvorm. Trudell vindt zichzelf geen dichter, maar ook geen muzikant. Dat ik gedichten schrijf, maakt me nog geen dichter. Dat ik muziek gebruik, maakt me nog geen muzikant, zegt hij zelf. Mijn plaat is bijna per ongeluk tot stand gekomen.
I'm just me, you know, and I've done different things at different periods in my life, and it just turned out there came a time in my life when I started writing, and to me they were always lines. I mean, it's always been, I write my lines, and it got defined as poetry by others, you know, but I don't really consider myself to be a poet or a musician or any of those things. I'm just me, and sometimes maybe what I do, maybe I write poetry, but I don't think that makes me a poet, right? And I work with music, but I don't think that makes me a musician. It's just something that I mean, it's almost like by accident I stumbled up into this area. It was not something that I had planned to do. I mean, you know, 15 years ago, I didn't have the slightest notion that I would be doing this today. And it's all a big surprise to me.
Je hoort John Trudell. Om zijn muziek, maar ook om zijn gesproken woord. Een genot om met hem in één ruimte te zitten. Voor onze sessie nam hij twee gitaristen mee. De eerste heet Mark Shark en de andere Elliot Goldberg. En bovendien de Indiaan Kilt Man, die Indiaanse percussie speelt en de backing vocals verzorgt. Het eerste nummer dat ze speelde heet Tikan. Dat is het Indiaanse woord voor wolf. Trudell vertelt dat hij zich verbonden voelt met de wolf, een nooit geaccepteerd dier door de zogenaamde beschaafde wereld. Trudell ziet de parallellen met de Indianenstammen. Daarom noemde hij zijn zoontje ook Tikun.
We are the wolf, you are the wolf. We are the tree, you are the tree. We are the living, you are the living. Yes, that's a little chorus out of a song called Tikan. And Tikan. I wrote that, I think in 1990, I wrote that. It's actually, I have a young son who was born in 1990, and that's his name. His name is Tikan, and Tikan is an Athabascan word for wolf. You know, and so anyway, so I wrote this song maybe a month or two before he was born. But I have this thing for wolves. I mean, I relate to wolves. You know, I think they're like the tribes, you know. Their civilized world doesn't have much use for them. And sometimes I kind of think that's what the civilized attitude is towards the tribes too, you know. And we are the wolf, and we are the tree, and we are the living. You know, it's all interconnected and related. Licorice wolf with neon eyes, and the wolf in wolf's clothing appeared in Night of the Blue Moon, traveling from the other side of time. They took him beyond self-reflection into realities of light as it really is. Dreaming wolf welcomed him
a place of no separation by perception, into the land where all are people.
We are the wolf, you are the wolf, we are the tree, you are the tree, we are the living, you are the living.
Mother Earth calls to her children, you are all related, is the ingredient. Without it, you won't know who you are. Hunted Wolf took him by the hand. A little kindness never hurt anyone. A lot of kindness does so much more. Vanishing Wolf sang in the sun. There's a lot more to what's going on than what's going on. Ghost Wolf laughed in Ghost Wolf way. Your craving shadows are your demise. Listen to sound of crying when crying cries.
We are the wolf. You are the wolf. We are the tree. You are the tree. We are the living. You are the living.
Look into our eyes. We are the past visiting the future. Look into your mind. What kind of meaning do you find? The licorice wolf with neon eyes and the wolf in wolf's clothing appeared in Night of the Blue Moon. Speaking wolf, spoken words. Distortion plagues in minds of man. You call us predator, then make us the prey. Spirit Wolf knows lessons of beauty. Beauties in eyes of the beholder. Reality is in reach of those beholding eyes.
We are the wolf. You are the wolf. We are the tree, you are the tree, we are the living, you are the living.
We are the wolf, you are the wolf, we are the tree, you are the tree. We are the living. You are the living. Tikkun.
Tikkun dus, van John Trudell. Achter de gedichten van Trudell gaat een complete filosofie schuil. Volgens hem is er in het denken van de technologische maatschappij geen plaats voor de waarde van de individuele mens. In de technische beschaafde wereld worden de beslissingen in een kettingreactie genomen. Je doet wat je baas je zegt. De mate waarin je in dat systeem past, bepaalt je waarde als mens. En van zo'n maatschappij wil Trudell absoluut geen deel uitmaken. Volgens hem ligt de waarde van de mens in zichzelf. De kracht van de mens ligt niet in een politiek of een technisch systeem. Dat is het fabeltje in onze wereld. De leugen die de technische maatschappij voorstaat. Daarover gaat het volgende nummer in de sessie. Fables and Other Realities.
What I can interpret from the civilized technologic mindset is that they don't place any value on the individual human being. You know, and I don't want to be a part of that, because all our value is our in our individuality, and then collectively we have a different value. But to me, in a civilized technologic mindset, they're telling us that we have no value as individuals, and only by following some chain of command, right, taking orders from some boss, you know, submit, be subservient, and be obedient out of fear. They tell us that that is value, and I don't agree with that. I think value comes out of the individual being and our relationship to the earth and the universe. That's where our value is. That's our power connections and our sources of energy, not from political governing systems. The fable is the lie that technologic civilization represents. The reality is the real world, you know, which is what the fable is trying to relate. The fable is trying to replace and erase the reality. You know, and that's kind of what I'm dwelling into in that.
While the mute proclaimed the glories, Deaf Man listened closely as he danced, seeing into pictures Blind Man painted, Mother Goose and the Brothers Grimm laughed knowingly up their sleeves. Grown-ups are the children's children, captured and taught what to believe, sampling fables and other realities. Prototype people, rigid suit trolls near a brain dead, under for spacious skies, gathering storm clouds, rule of law, the falling axe in stormtroopers' hands, cruel class deceivers, claim God for their side, making up stories with places for meanings to hide. Dracula drinks deeply while nourishing his trap, the love of mankind, an alluring narcotic rap.
Fable.
Sex does love, sex is life, then sex meant death. Homosexual needles as if laboratories don't exist. Bacterial warfare, AIDS testament to Death Man's kiss. Drug master using drugs to blame poverty and crime. Money master cashes in on the people's golden life. Skulls and crossbones uniformly waiting in time. Raging peace. Stone Satan spoiling for the fight. In wars for souls, prophets are in casualties. Spilling scenes from fables and other realities.
Fables, they are not pain anymore. Reality, they are not pain anymore.
Living behind dark tinted eyes, concepts of love possess concepts of law. Growing up fears traveling faster than light. Love is as blind as the people who see. Emotional playgrounds intense as battleground. User words for protection leave a hollow sound. The prince and the maiden don't stand a chance. A fiddler plays, but they're too confused to dance. Their love was smooth, then the love was rough. The lessons of living didn't teach them enough. There's the man, the woman, and all those dualities. The material of fables and other realities.
Fables, they are not in no way. Reality, they are not in no way.
While the mute proclaimed the glories, Deaf Man listened closely as he danced, seeing into pictures Blind Man painted, Mother Goose and the Brothers Grimm laughed knowingly up their sleeves. Grown-ups are the children's children, captured and taught what to believe, sampling fables and other realities.
Fables, they are not in no way.
Fables and Other Realities, een nummer over de problemen waarmee onze maatschappij en dus ook de individuele mens geconfronteerd wordt. Als oplossing ziet John Trudell de noodzaak dat mensen zichzelf gaan respecteren. In onze maatschappij zie je vaak dat er geen zelfrespect is en dat trots en arrogantie het gebrek aan zelfrespect camoufleren. En als er niet genoeg zelfrespect is, geloof je alles en bevraag je niets meer kritisch. Mensen moeten zelf gaan nadenken over de oplossingen van de milieuvraagstukken bijvoorbeeld, de politieke problemen. Er bestaan geen kant-en-klare oplossingen, maar de mogelijkheden om de oplossingen aan te dragen zitten in de mens zelf. Ophouden spelletjes te spelen dus, anderen blind te volgen en de maskers af te zetten. We hebben geen leiders nodig, zegt John Trudell. We hebben ook geen geneesheren nodig. We hebben leraren nodig, die ons leren zelf verantwoordelijkheid te geven.
To me, I mean, the number one solution is we have to learn to respect ourselves. If we don't respect ourselves, you know, then we're not going to create any solutions to the problems we're confronted with. And that's reality to me. And I think that it goes into the civilized technologic mindset and concepts. When they don't emphasize the value of the individual being, see, that is telling us not to respect ourselves. You know, and when I look at societies, I can tell when a society doesn't have any self-respect because they use a lot of pride and a lot of other forms of arrogance, all right, to replace self-respect. You know, and when you don't respect yourself, then you'll follow the great lie wherever the great lie leads you, and you won't question it, and you won't challenge it because you don't feel you have enough value to stand up in the face of it. You know, I mean, you being the general you, right, or one, you know, and I think that it's a serious, serious situation. And my feeling is that people have to figure out, use their own thinking process on how to create the solutions, all right, to the problems we're confronted with, because there is no solution right now. The solution doesn't exist to the environmental, political, economic, industrial problem that the natural world is confronted with. But the potential for the solution lives within our thought process. But until we respect ourselves and cut out the game playing, you know, and the role playing, and take off the mask, until we do all of that, you know, we're not going to get in touch with this solution. We have to respect ourselves. We should never lie to ourselves. To me, that's a sign of respecting ourselves, is not to lie to ourselves about anything. We don't need leaders right now, you know. I definitely don't think we need any more leaders, and I'm not even sure that we need healers anymore. What we need are teachers, and we need to take responsibility for ourselves. That's what we need to do.
De 2-meter-sessie hoorde je van John Trudell. Prachtig. We begonnen met Tikan, daarna Fables and Other Realities en als laatste Beauty in a Fade. En je hoorde de man uitermate duidelijk aan het woord en een uitgesproken mening hebben.